Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Since 1985, the federal government has paid farmers for fields they don't sow. It's called the Conservation Reserve Program, and it was designed to stabilize the price farmers got for their crops by limiting production. The CRP worked, and then some. Not only did it save family farms, it also helped restore millions of acres of land that lay fallow, benefiting the environment and wildlife. However, today, with prices of farm commodities soaring, many farmers in the U.S. Department of Agriculture want to put the fallow fields back into production. But the National Wildlife Foundation says not so fast. The environmental group won an injunction in federal court keeping the lands off limits, at least temporarily. And that's where things now stand with the CRP. We invited Chad Hart, an agricultural economist at Iowa State University in Ames, to tell us where things are going. Hello, Mr. Hart.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Bruce.
The Conservation Reserve Program, as I understand, has really been a success story.
It has been. It's been an environmental program around about 20 years. We've got around 35 million acres in the program, preserving some environmental benefits.
Well, providing environmental benefits by taking the land out of circulation and also providing an economic boost to family farms, it's really helped them.
It has. It was established at a time of low commodity prices, and so the rental rates that the farmers received were a definite boost to their income.
Well, how does it work? The farmer essentially gets paid not to grow on his land?
The farmer sort of receives a rental rate to keep that land out of production. So it is based upon the productive capacity of the land, and the farmer agrees in a contract to say, oh, okay, I'm not going to plant this land for the next 10 years in exchange for that payment.
How much does he get?
It varies. I think nationwide average is around $50 an acre for your higher producing land, such as here in Iowa, more like $100 an acre.
So if a farmer was to raise, say, corn on his land in Iowa these days, how much would he get?
On Iowa these days, given the prices that we're seeing today, you're talking about net returns probably on the order of $600 to $700 an acre.
Ooh, so if I was a farmer who had signed on to CRP, I'd want to opt out, right?
Given the prices we're seeing today, that makes it highly attractive to opt out of the CRP program.
And what would it cost me to opt out? I mean, I signed the contract with the federal government.
Yeah, you've signed the contract, and your penalty would be you'd have to repay everything that you've received on that contract so far, plus at least 25% of the next year's payment that you would receive.
So what does the Department of Agriculture propose doing?
Well, at least in the near term, what they proposed in May was that they would release on a short-term basis CRP lands in order for emergency haying and grazing, where farmers could release livestock on the land to graze the land, or they could harvest the forage on the land and feed that to their livestock. What we've seen with the droughts, especially in the southeast and southwest, and the flooding here in the upper Midwest, we've seen some sizable impacts on our agricultural production over the last couple of years. And so we've opened up CRP lands to grazing for livestock. Now the question becomes, as we look down the road beyond this year, if they continue to have dry weather, what happens then?
Well, and it's not only cattlemen that want relief from CRP.
No, it's not. What we're seeing, especially with the higher corn, soybean, and wheat prices we're seeing today, you're seeing pressure from other users of those products in order to try to bring those prices down. And one way to bring it down is to plant more land to those crops and produce those crops.
How does ethanol and corn-based ethanol factor into the CRP?
Corn-based ethanol would factor in mainly due to it impacting commodity pricing. And so when we look at this economic opportunity that farmers have with the possibility of bringing CRP land out into production, one of the reasons for wanting to do that would be to produce more crops, which would be utilized for biofuels. And so that's one of the many reasons why we've seen higher commodity pricing and the attractiveness of opting out of the CRP program.
Of course, conservationists really like the CRP program. What kind of ecological benefits has the CRP program had out there in Iowa?
Well, in Iowa, like I say, we've seen much more wildlife habitat, especially when we think about the ringneck pheasant, for example. They utilize the buffer strips along the waterways that many of those are in the CRP program. You're also seeing a reduction in soil erosion throughout Iowa due to the conservation practices and having this land idled at least for, you know, a 10-year period that helps bring down the amount of soil entering into our water streams and flowing down through the Mississippi River Valley.
Well, the National Wildlife Federation has sued the Department of Agriculture and gotten an injunction in federal court.
Yeah, we are seeing competing interests looking at the CRP program and the changes that are being not only implemented, but future proposals in changing the CRP program, and how that's going to play out between the environmental benefits we get versus the economic benefits of bringing that land into production.
Well, can we do both? Is there a way of balancing the conservation and balancing the farmers' need for finances?
I think there is a possibility of that balance, but it does take modifications to the program. Not all CRP land is as environmentally sensitive as any other piece. There are some more sensitive pieces that should be targeted to be kept within the CRP program. At the same time, having some of that we'll call less marginal land brought back out into production would help lower prices.
So you've got droughts, you've got floods that are affecting farmers, you've got the ethanol production raising the commodity prices.
We've had sort of a perfect storm in terms of our commodity pricing, and that there have been a lot of factors that have created a higher price situation out there. And so that's why we're reevaluating how we look at the CRP and how we target land to be in that program.
Well, Mr. Hart, I want to thank you very much. Really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, Bruce.
Chad Hart is with the Center for Agricultural and Rural Development at Iowa State University. Coming up, new studies about coal. It's a burning issue in China and a health hazard closer to home. That's just ahead on Living on Earth.